Praise God again. We're going to be talking tonight. I just want to talk. You and I, we'll just have this conversation. Hallelujah. Talking about in times like these. In times like these. I don't know about you, but I find myself saying more and more that things are not like they used to be. Because you just start thinking about how, you know, people used to take time with each other, love one another. But the way life is today, it makes you reflect on how life was just a few short years ago. I mean, things weren't perfect at all, but they were a lot better than what we see right now. But actually, we think about it, lifestyles and the world were changing all the time, right before our eyes. Because, see, the Word already predicted in the last days, here's what's going to happen. But especially, it got our attention with the onset of COVID. Life will never be the same again. But we thank God we can still have hope because we have the promises of God. Amen, somebody. See, listen. Think about the way things have changed. The general well-being of the public became threatened and very vulnerable. You know, unfortunately, there were some people got sick and they didn't recover. And then you think about goods and services were difficult to obtain. Even now, sometimes you're going to be on a long waiting list. Folks don't want to work anymore. And then the folks who are willing to work, sometimes they display poor customer service. I mean, you're waiting around, standing, looking, and people don't even want you to get their attention and so that you wouldn't help them. So it's difficult to get good help, no matter what it is and what the job is. It is difficult to get good, dependable help. Hatred and killings are on the rise. It's sad. Young people are dying. Every time you turn on the news, the young people are killing each other, you know, and the enemy is mean. See, the average young person, they want to live life as they choose. They don't want anybody to tell them anything. They'll tell me anything about what I want to do. See, there's no shame in their advertising that, hey, I'm gay and I want to be accepted and I want to be respected. That's the way it is. You know, people they're not ashamed to let you know, hey, this is what I am. And they came out the closet. But in general, folks don't believe in living their lives in accordance with the Word of God. They don't think the Word is, they don't give it any value. They don't give it any credibility that here's a basis that God has set in place for mankind. If disregard the Word of God, disregard a lot of them, the people of God, my God, they're not afraid anymore. But you know what? You don't have to be a Bible scholar to know that these are difficult times in which we are living. See, I'm talking about in times like these. The truth of the matter is that these are the last days, characterized by sinfulness. That's how you know it, sinfulness. And as a result, it's not easy, but not impossible, to be a Christian. I'm going to say it again. As a result of all this is going on, the sinful world that we live in, it's not easy to be a Christian, yet it's not impossible because the Lord said we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. In times like these, I'm going to read 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, 1 through 5. See, it's no secret. We can plainly see what's happening because the Word of God said so. 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 5. It reads like this. It said, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come." They're right here. "For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despiser of those that are good." They don't gonna like you. They're not going to like you anyway. "Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God." And see, having a form of godliness. There's a lot of people that come to church today. They go through the ritual. They have a form of godliness, but the scripture says denying the power thereof. The word says, from such, turn away. This word is true. We know it's true because we see it happening right before our very eyes. But as Christians, I'm talking to the born-again believers tonight. I'm talking to the people that have made their mind up, for God I'll live and for God I'll die. I'm talking to the ones that says, Lord, all the way, I'm going all the way. I'm going all the way with Jesus. No matter what comes or go, Lord, I'm going all the way. Those are the people I'm talking to tonight. In times like these, people of God, we cannot be afraid or dare to be different. Some folks say, well, I would do this, but I don't want to be sticking out like a sore thumb. I just want to be accepted, so I just go along to get along. Hey, we've got to be different. God has called us a peculiar people, a royal priesthood. We are a called out nation. We are in the world, but we're not of the world. Amen, somebody. So why are we adapting to the world's values and standards? Why are we jumping on every bandwagon that comes along and say, well, this is what the world's doing, so hey, this is my standards now. I'm going to do this. But this, I want you to know, Galatians 5:1 says, stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. And then it tells us, be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. In other words, the Lord has set you free. He's brought you out of darkness into the marvelous light. Yes, I am talking to the born-again believers of Christ. He says, stand there. Stand in the liberty. I've set you free. I've planted your feet on a solid rock. So the Bible says, stand right there in the liberty that Christ has set you free. And it says, don't get entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Don't go back there and get yourself all muddy and falling down and don't look like you have hope. No. Pick yourself up. Look what the scripture says and stand. And then the part of the scripture also says, after you've done all to stand, keep on stand. Oh, I know I'm talking good tonight. Hallelujah. Stand therefore on what? On the word of God. Why? Because the word of God is quick and is powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. It's not going away. Heaven and earth will pass away first before that word will go away. It's not going away. The word is here to stay. So as a born-again believer in Jesus Christ, you and I, we must know who we are. And we have to know to whom we belong. Say amen to that. You got to know that you're a child of the King. You got to know that you've been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. You got to know that you're not your own because you've been bought with a price. Hallelujah. And that's the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Say amen to that. Hallelujah. Know that you are a child of the Most High God, a royal priesthood, and the Lord is your shepherd. And if God is our shepherd, then he says we don't have to suffer lack because he provides for us. Hallelujah. When we need to take a rest, when we need to take a break, when we need to come aside, God said he will cause us to lie down beside the green pastures and the still waters. He will bring us to a place of rest. Somebody needs to hear that tonight. A place of rest in Christ. Hallelujah. And then know that. You got to know he will never leave us. He will never forsake you, no matter what you're going through. Hallelujah. We go through a lot. We go through challenges all the time, sickness in our bodies and things aren't working out. This is not working out. But still, we have to know what the promises of God say. And that he knows that he will supply all of our needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Glory to God. I know I'm talking good tonight because that's not my word, but it's his word in times like these. Yes, these are rough times. These are rugged times. But we got to keep our focus stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah, because we know that Christ will uphold us. All we got to do is just keep our hands in God's hands. We need to dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. Hallelujah, and then we'll abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Glory to God. Apostle Paul, he referred to himself as a prisoner of the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, I'm not my own. I'm a bond servant. I'm here to serve Christ. I'm here not because of myself, but I'm here to show you Jesus Christ and then point you to the Lord God. And as Christians, we have enlisted. Let me tell you, if you're a Christian today, we are already enlisted in the army of the Lord. Say, I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. Oh, yeah, we sing that song, but are we a soldier, a true soldier in the God's army? Hallelujah. We can't be a coward soldier. God can't use coward soldiers. But soldiers that are strong and they've built themselves up on their most holy faith, as soldiers that are strong and who operate in the power of his might, just like he told us. Be strong in the Lord, not in your strength, but in the Lord and in the power of his might. Say amen to that. Glory to God. See, the world is trying to shut the mouths of those who are believers in Christ. They are trying to shut the mouths of the Christians. They don't even want you to say Jesus. They don't want you to bring the gospel truth. They don't want this gospel to get out, to hear, that people may hear the word. Because, see, if you hear the word and know the truth, then you will be set free. But the world doesn't see it that way. But you and I, we have to stand. We have to stand and proclaim the word Jesus. We cannot be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, like Paul said. He said, but, I'm not ashamed of it, but I'm going to stand. It is that power of God unto salvation to everybody that believes, to the Jew first, then to the Greek. I'm not ashamed of the gospel in the times like these. Can you stand in times like these? Yes, you can, with the Lord on your side. See, we're on the winning side as long as you got yourself connected to the power source, and his name is Jesus. Hallelujah. When you abide in him and his word abide in you, you could just ask what you will, because he said it will be done. It'll be granted. What is your request tonight? We've got requests tonight before the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. In times like these, in order to be a brave soldier, we must be wearing the whole armor of God. I'm going to say that again. In order to be a brave soldier, a soldier that's standing strong in the army of the Lord, you have to be, we must be equipped and wearing the armor, the entire armor of the Lord. And I'm going to be reading Ephesians, the 6th chapter. See, because, I don't want you to take my word for it. My word don't mean anything. But the scripture says, the word of God in Ephesians, 6th chapter, and the 10th through the 18th verse is what I'm going to be reading tonight. And it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. There's that word again. And in the power of his might. It says, put on the whole armor of God, that you might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. I'm telling you, this is the word of God. In times like these, you've got to have the whole armor of God. Verse 12 says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, listen, take unto you the whole armor of God. You say, what is that? I'm getting ready to tell you. That you may be able to withstand in the evil day. The evil day is here. Yes, it is. And it's going to get a whole lot worse, but we got to know what this word says. And then he says, having done all to stand, keep on standing, stand. Therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. And having on the breastplate of righteousness. He's telling you how to clothe ourselves. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And then above all, he says, taking the shield of faith. You're going to need faith. We're going to need faith to make it in this day and time. Wherewith you shall be able, he says, able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Not some of them, he said, all of it. And then take the helmet of salvation. Glory to God. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And then praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. There it is right there. There it is telling us how we're going to be able to be successful, still live life to the fullest in these times, in times like these, just like this, in the evil day. And he said that you will be able to quench all the wiles of the enemy. And you'll be the darts, the fiery darts that the enemy will send. Because listen, he don't like nobody, don't like anybody who called on the name of Jesus. But we don't have to be afraid, because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. My God, you know, this is powerful. This is the word. That's why it's so important. We must know the word of God. When you know the word, you've got the truth, that's going to set you free. That's what he's saying. Don't get tangled up again in the yoke of bondage. Stay free. Wherein Christ has made us free. Say amen to that. So what I'm saying to you, as I'm getting ready to close, you must keep your guard up. You can't let it down. You can't give up. You can't just say, I'm going to take off this week because I'm on vacation. I'm going to take it off, and I'm just going to take it easy. You better be watching. You better be looking. You better be praying and observing. Hallelujah. Just like what 1 Peter 5 and 8 says, be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, he's walking about seeing whom he may devour. Remember, the devil comes to kill, he comes to steal, and he comes to destroy. But we know Jesus said, I am come, that you and I may have life, and then we can have life more abundantly. Say amen to that. So he says, watching. Praying always, praying for all saints, in prayer and supplication, just like I just read. And then he said, persevere in prayer. So that means, hey, you stay there. You say, if the answer don't come today, then you come back tomorrow. Lord, I'm right back. I'm persevering. I'm standing on your promises, because God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. If he said, if he spoke it, he will do it. He will bring it to pass. Amen, somebody. So you can't be drunk. He said, don't be drunk with wine, and wine whereas in excess. But he says, be sober, be vigilant, and be watchful, be prayerful. See, because the enemy, he comes, if you give him an inch, he'll come in. I'm going to tell you what, he'll take a mile. You can't afford to get it in, not even a loophole. Keep your mind stayed on the Lord, for he will keep you in perfect peace. So, listen, your faith, the enemy will destroy. He wants to destroy your faith, the word. He wants to steal that word from you. He wants to destroy your prayer life, your steadfast commitment to God. He wants to steal your love and joy and peace. Let me tell you what, not so. Because when you've got yourself with that whole armor, even in times like these, the enemy can't touch you. He may try to buffer you around, but yet and still, the joy of the Lord will be your strength. Hallelujah. So stay away from the people that try to denounce the truth, or they try to bring in their own ideologies. Stay away from those people who try to distort the gospel to fit today's standards. The word of God is the same. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He says, I am the Lord God, and I change not. Hallelujah, hallelujah. See, pastors have a difficult job. Pastors, they are charged. I mean, real pastors who love God's people. Because God said, I will give you real pastors after my own heart. But yet their job is not easy because they are charged with preaching the unadulterated word of God. Just like it is, not sugarcoating it, but just making it plain. And if it hurts, oh, my God, so be it. It hurts, but it will do you well if you receive the word of God, if you receive truth, if you receive life, especially in times like these. So pray for the pastors, the teachers, the ministers, the bishops, the overseers, the people that are that are so-called watchmen on the wall, watching over your souls. Pray for them that they preach that word of God. They have a hard job to be able to try to keep folks grounded and keep their faith built up, trying to promote spiritual growth and spiritual maturity in the people, trying to promote unity in the body of Christ. See, the devil don't want you to be on one accord. He wants to keep division. But where there's division, we don't have strength. Praise God. For a house divided against itself cannot stand. So I am saying to you tonight, even in times like these, keep your eyes stayed on the prize. Keep pressing toward that prize of the high calling of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Don't take down, don't compromise, but stand firm on the word of the Lord. And that is the word for tonight. In times like these, saying to us, you can make it, but there's some preparation you got to do. You got to put on that whole armor. Keep it on. Keep it. If you read that scripture, study it, every part of that body, even from the outside, is covered from the head to the foot. Amen. So God bless you. Our prayer list tonight, we are going to be praying for Mother Mary Brown, Deacon Walter Brown, Michael Bolden and family, Alfornia, Booker, DeWanda Royal, Sister Denise Sally, Sister Janie Booker, Sister Betty Ann Davis, Sister Sharon Johnson, and there may be others, but you know who they are. You know who you are. Praise God. And as I begin to pray, I want you to pray, because, see, the Bible says where there's two or three touching and agreeing in my name, he promised to be in the midst to bless the needy one. And you and I, why, we may not physically be touching, but we are touching in the spirit by faith. Amen, amen, amen. So let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we first want to give your name praise, glory, honor. It belongs to you, God. We thank you, God, because, see, this is the day that you have made. And then you allowed us strength. You allowed us to see a brand new day. You allowed us to partake on those brand new mercies that you prepared. God, we thank you for the mercies. Thank you for the grace. Thank you, Father. We bless you, God. And we thank you, God, because, see, we love you. And we know that you have promised us that, God, that if we live for you, if we abide in you and your words abide in us, we can ask what we will. And Father, we just want to first thank you. We thank you for salvation. We thank you, Jesus, for your shed blood on Calvary. We thank you, Lord, because this is Resurrection Week. When we commemorate, God, we thank you, God. We thank you, Lord, for your resurrection, huh? We thank you because you live that we can live. Because, Jesus, that you have overcome, we are overcomes, even in times like these. So, Father, I just praise you tonight for every person that's on this prayer line, everyone, every born again, washed believer on this prayer line, God, I pray, God, that you will bless them. Oh, God, that you will encourage them. God, even this word that was ministered tonight, God, according to your word, it will not go out and return unto you void. But God, this word will accomplish all that you have purposed it to do. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you will put a stirring in our hearts, that you will put a moving in her, a move in our our spirit, God, that we will move towards you, that we will have a hunger and thirst after righteousness, for you said we shall be filled. Father, I pray for every single person that's on this line tonight, even their family members that are not even on the line, but they representing him. Hallelujah. Asking, God, that you will save and deliver and set free in the name of Jesus. Father, I'm praying right now for the Petersville Baptist Church. God, that people will become hungry for you, that they become more sober, that they become more vigilant, that they understand that these are the last days. God, I pray, God, that they will have a hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Father, I pray that the joy of the Lord will be their strength. Father, I pray that the Holy Ghost fire, oh God, will ignite the anointing of the power of the Holy Ghost in every single member, every single heart, every single mind, that they will have the mind of Christ, that God, not for our purpose and not for our recognition, but God, that we will do kingdom work. God, because, Lord, I know, God, that you have a work for us to do. It's more than coming in church and warming the seats, God. God, put a purpose, God. Put purpose down in their heart. And God, put running in their feet, that they will seek you, God. They will seek your face, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You can stir us up. Stir up our pure minds. Hallelujah. Those that need pepping up, those that have been slowful sitting on the sidelines, God, move. Holy Ghost, move in the name of Jesus. God, you have purpose for every single one of us. Let us seek after that, God. Let us do the things that please you, God. Hallelujah. Help us to live our life in accordance with what your word says. Hallelujah. For we know, God, that we must all come up to the standard of your word, that your word will never come down to our standard. Hallelujah, God. For you said, if my people who are called by my name, if we will humble ourselves, if we would pray and turn from our wicked ways, then you said you would hear from heaven. Then you said you would forgive our sins. Then you said you would heal the land. Heal the land tonight. Heal the land tonight, God. We need healing, God, in our homes, in our environments, in our churches, God, all over the land. Hallelujah. God, have your way, God. You gave us instructions to pray. Hallelujah. Pray without ceasing in times like these. God, we believe in you. God, I ask that every person that have aches and pains in their body, that you would heal them, God. You would just touch them. God, just stretch forth your nail scales. Scarred hand and heal, God. Deliver, Lord. Set free, God. Put joy where there's sadness, strength where there's weakness. Deliverance for those who need deliverance, God. Peace where there's confusion. God, you have your way. You know all about us. You know about us, God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, remember Deaconess Mary Brown, God. Comfort her, Lord. Comfort her like only you can do. Hallelujah. Put your arms of love. Let her feel the warmness of the Holy Spirit surrounding her, God, uplifting her, God, in the name of Jesus. Even in the midnight hour, let her just hear sweet melodies of the love of Christ. Hallelujah, God. Heavenly music. Glory to God. Strength for her husband, Deacon Walter Brown. Strength for him. Strengthen him from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. Oh, God, encourage the family, all those that are taking care, oh, God, of each other there. Have your way, Father. And, Father, I put before you my son Michael Bolden. Strengthen him, God. Healing, God. Deliverance for him, God. Healing, God, for his body from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. Strengthen, God, all of everywhere, God. Strengthen him naturally. Strengthen him physically. Strengthen him spiritually. And, God, cause him to be that man of God that would lead his family, God. God, lead him in Jesus' name in the path of righteousness. Bless his family, Lord. In the name of Jesus, meet every single need that they have, God. In the name of Jesus, use him for your will, to your will and your glory. And God, remember, Sister Arfonia Booker, Lord. Lord, strengthen her, God. As she lie in that hospital bed, God, wherever she is right now, God, you know the healing that needs to take place. Give her the strength, God, healing, God, in the name of Jesus. Encourage her heart. Let her stand on the word of God. Let her realize that you are the Lord, that God, that healeth thee. Oh, my God, we pray on her behalf. We intercede, God, God, for everything that she has gone through and yet to go through. Strengthen her. Strengthen her faith in you, Father. And God, remember Sister Wanda Royal. Strengthen her, God. Healing for her body. Complete healing, God. Healing belongs to her. Strengthen her family, her husband, all those that are surrounding her. God, give her that peace that surpasses all understanding, that will keep her heart and mind through Christ Jesus. And Father, I pray for my sister Denise Sally. Strengthen her, God. You know the things that she has been going through, God. God, you're able to do exceedingly and abundantly and above all that we can ask or even think. Healing right now, Father. Speak to that condition. Have your way, Father. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, let there be a good report. Hallelujah. Fix it tonight, God. God, strengthen her faith. Increase her faith. Increase her walk with you. God, give her that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for you said he that hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. We ask it in the name of Jesus. And touch Janie Booker. Strengthen her, God. Healing, God, for her. Healing, God, from the inside out. Lord God, let her continue to have the joy of the Lord. Let the joy bells continue to ring. Strengthen her knees. Strengthen her legs. God, even the cough that she has. God, heal her. God, we believe in. We're standing in the gap. We're interceding on her behalf. Strengthen her faith. Enhance her, God, in the name of Jesus. Remember Sister Betty Ann Davis. Strengthen her, God. You know the things that she endured. She endured hardship like a good soldier. God, I know you. Know she loves you. She's standing on your promises. God, she's a fighter, God. Hallelujah. Help her to have the strength that she wants in the spirit. God, hallelujah, that you would encourage her heart and her husband. Strengthen her right now. Everywhere that she needs to be touched and healed, God, make her complete in Jesus' name. And Father, I ask for encouragement and strength and physical and healing. Mentally, for Sister Sharon Johnson, strengthen Sharon. God, help her. Help her to take that step of faith. Help her to take that leap of faith and trust in you. Lord, that she's gone through so much, but God, you love her. Let her know you never leave her. Let her know you never forsake her, that you're with her always, even to the end of the world, God. We intercede on her behalf. God, give her that joy, that only you can give her that joy. Give her that joy that surpasses all understanding, that kind of peace, God. In the name of Jesus, God, help her to know that you are with her, that she can make it. Help her to take one day at a time and trust you with everything that she has, for you will never let her down. You will never forsake her. And God, we bless you, God. We thank you for our children. All of our children. God, we ask, God, even as they go back and forth to school, just keep them covered under the blood. God, you're able, God. You know them one by one, name by name. You know all of our children, not only our children here in our church, but God, the children worldwide. God, remember them, God. Have mercy, God. God, save our children. God, help our children, our young fellows. God, young teenagers, help them to make that choice that they will live for you, God. Lord, help them to see that Christ is everything. And Father, we pray, God, we bless you and we thank you for your goodness and mercies. Thank you, Lord, that we are about to celebrate resurrection. We celebrate you every day that you let us live. And Father, we ask all of these blessings in the mighty name of Jesus and for his sake. And let all God's people say amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen to everybody on this line. Hallelujah. Oh, I love the Lord. I'll tell you what, I hear the voices praising God. Hallelujah. I'm encouraged tonight. Hallelujah. I'm strengthened tonight. Glory, glory to your name. We thank you tonight. God, you thank you for your word tonight. Thank you. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. We excited about you tonight. We praise you. We lift your name in the name of Jesus. We bless you tonight. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen, amen. Well, amen. Praise God. We're a little bit over our time, but guess what? We're right on time in the name of Jesus. And we thank God for blessing us to minister tonight. We thank you for every one of you who took the time to dial in to this Dream Team prayer line. May you continue to be blessed and your family blessed and continue on in the work of the Lord. With that said, Pastor loves you, I love you, but Jesus loves you more. Continue to look to the hills for which cometh your help. All of our help comes from the Lord. And with that said, God bless you and have a blessed night. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Figure out one at a time. It look good. Hold off, I gotta get that bar. Right.